Well, I want to thank God and thank your senior pastor, Pastor Young, Pastor Daphne and Pastor Tim, pastors and leaders for this opportunity to share the Word of God. Let's look, I want to go straight into the Word of God. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for your presence. Because your word says, as your people praise you, God, you come and dwell in the praises of your people. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you will touch the ears, each one of our ears will be sensitive to your voice. Father, prepare our hearts will be our good ground, Lord. Responsive to your words, Lord. And Father, as your son come before you, I pray, God, that you hide me behind the cross, God. So that whatever that is said and done, only the name of Jesus will be glorified. And everybody say, amen, amen. Amen. You know, maybe it's around like 2 decades ago when your pastor, Pastor Young, was sharing at Love Singapore, the Pastoral Summit. So after his sharing, he was at the side of the stage, walking up and down, you know. I don't know what he's doing, you know, at the time. But I believe he was speaking in tongue, and after preaching a message of fire. And so I walked to him, and I said, Pastor, can you pray for me? So you just imagine, right, your pastor. You should know your pastor well, right? So that was 20 years ago. And so I say, Pastor, can you pray for me? I want that fire that you're talking about. And so when your pastor pray, his voice is like thunder. You know? Last time, 20 years younger. But right now, still like thunder, right? Yeah, praise the Lord. Like, amen, man. And so, you know, I believe that we should seek and pursue the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, before Jesus was ascended to heaven, in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 onward, Jesus told the disciple, you wait in Jerusalem for the promise that my Father had promised you. And I believe that all of us, we can recite verse 8, you know, when you will receive power when the Spirit come upon you. But the key verse is in verse 9, that you will become my witnesses. My witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the earth. So in another word, the power of the Holy Spirit come upon your life, it will transform your life. It will change your life. Then we can be witnesses of God, of the glory of God, in the way we live our life, the way we talk, the way we work, everything we do, that people can see, not only see you, but able to see Jesus in you. Whatever situation, whatever ministry, people can see and feel the love of God. So it is so important for us to have that Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, it says that the Holy Spirit can convict the world of the sin, of their sin, and you know, he will teach us about judgment. But verse 13, it says, when the Spirit comes, he will lead you into all truth. We know that when you know the truth will set you free, right? And so in another word, the Holy Spirit come, he will guide you into the Word of God. Not just the Logos word, or not just a book of history. It is a book. The Bible is the Word of God that enable you to understand the purpose and the will of God and lead you into all truth, that you know that the truth will set you free. And so when you walk in the truth, the Word of God, it is not just, you know, informative, but it is transformative. Romans chapter 12 says, be transformed by renewing of your mind. The word of God have the power to change your life because the word of God is the truth. Then we can become witnesses of God. All of us are ordinary people, but yet extraordinary. Not because you have title, not because of your intelligence, but because we Christians have the power of the Holy Spirit that make us extraordinary. We are naturals, but supernaturally natural. That we operate with the kingdom of God. Isaiah 61, it says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, anointed me to preach the good news, to set the captives free, to mend brokenhearted, and so forth and so on. If you continue to read, many of us, we want the anointing, the power of God. But the anointing and the power of God is always for ministry. It's always meant to set people free. It's not for us to enjoy that power. So how many of you want power? Yeah, I see many of us need power, right? Then if you want power, you need to get out there. Get out to the community. You know, Olympic, you see that people, the weightlifter, when they are in the competition, you see that, wow, when they lift up the weight, you can see all the vein coming up, right? But you don't see a weightlifter drinking coffee, have to, no need. Stay at home, drink coffee, watch TV, no need power. If you want power, you got to go out there. Because the anointing of God is for people, it's for ministry. And I thank God that Cornerstone is moving out to the community, serving the community. That's where you will experience the power of God. Amen? Amen. So tell the person, you need to get out there, okay? Amen. You need to get out there. Well, we are in the world, but not of the world. And that's why we are ordinary and yet extraordinary. Because why? When we walk in the truth, the word of God, the seed will start to produce. That we will produce the fruits of the Spirit of God. But as we walk closer with God, have the intimacy with God, when we hear from God, we operate the gift of the Spirit of God. That's what makes us extraordinary. That when people see us, they see us as people that belong to the kingdom of power. The most powerful weapon is a human soul who is on fire for God. If you are a Christian, you should say amen. On fire for God. But today, this is not my message, you know. It's just an introduction, you know. You know, when Jesus, before he was ascended to heaven, Jesus said that, talk about the Holy Spirit, but there's another gift that is found in John chapter 14, verse 26 to 27. John chapter 4, verse 5 onward, he said that, you know, the Comforter will come. But in verse 26 and 27, he still talk about the Holy Spirit. He say, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father sent in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything. I have said to you, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. And so this passage talk about peace. The peace that Jesus said, I give my peace. Not of the world. My peace. And the word give is the word bequeath. It means that, you know, you have a person when die, he have an inheritance for the children or for the grandchildren. And Jesus, before he was ascended to heaven, he said, I already give you my peace. And this peace is the shalom peace. In John chapter 3, verse 16, chapter 16, verse 33, say, I told you this thing so that in me, not in any other thing, in me, you will have peace. In the world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You know, the world, they talk about peace, is like everything in at home, your working place, everything is going, you know, you are doing fine, you have peace. But once there is a problem or crisis, your peace will be gone. But when God, when Jesus said, I give you my peace, this is a shalom peace. This peace is different. Even in the midst of a storm, you still have that peace. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil. Jesus is talking about this kind of peace. The peace that transcends all understanding, that will guide your mind and your heart. They will see you through in times of crisis. And so here, since this is my first time here, I want to share with you some of my testimony. Some of you may not know me. Yeah, I graduated from the Association of Loan Shark Association. I was the CEO there. You know. Yeah, so at the age of 13, I joined gang. I got involved with drugs. And at the age of 16, I was caught for gang rioting and was placed under probation for 2 years. And at the age of 17, I was put into prison because of drugs. And that ruins the next 20 years of my life, in and out of prison for 9 times. I got a group of brothers right now today. Praise God that you have like maybe like 60 of them, all ex-offenders here, but you can't tell because their life being transformed by God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so my life in and out, if you ask any one of them, they want to change. Yes, we want to change. No one wants to go back to prison, but the question is how to change. We try ways and means. We go into the prison even faster. But many of them, if you ask them how you stop drugs, is when Jesus comes into their life. Amen. When Jesus comes into their life. And so, when I give my life to the Lord, things begin to change. And since 30 years, I started New Caris Mission 18 years ago, and I've been to many churches to preach, to share the Word of God. And also, we have that grace, favor from God that many times our anniversary and our event is graced by the guest of honor or the cabinet minister. You know, my brothers and sisters, last night I couldn't even stand near a policeman, you know. But right now I sit down with the cabinet minister and, you know, the last three former presidents also, I met up with them. The last one I received an award from our president, champion of social enterprise, as a social entrepreneur. And so 2 months ago, our present president came and visited our place. And this is my family. So now got addition because my daughter is married. And also my son, my elder son, 40 years old, 2009, came back. You know, we reconciled because that was before Christ's Day. Yeah. So right now my whole family, and we're going for a family trip end of this month. Praise the Lord. Amen. But if you look properly, right, the center one is not my family. Do you know any of say, yeah? But today I get into trouble, right? Okay. That one not my family. That one is our prime minister, okay? So, last year, April, I went for a checkup and they found a tumor in my pancreas. And it is cancerous. third stage, very aggressive. And most of them, even my deputy director here, the father, once diagnosed, that's only 4.5 months. One of my board members, wife, also just recently found out lasted 3.5 months, and I did her cremation service and standing, bringing that message. You know, I just so thankful to God for His grace and His mercy. And so, to cut the story short, I was diagnosed and pancreas and liver problem. They don't respond well to chemo, so they got to give me a very strong chemo. Once I go in, it's 52 hours, 3 days. And so the first time I was admitted on Thursday, they prepared me. And when I was in the hospital, nothing positive. The nurse, the doctor, the oncologist, everything. Everybody come and talk to you. It's like you're going to have side effect, diarrhea. You're going to have, you know, lose your appetite. You're going to lose your hair. And then my surgeon tell me that, he said, even the operation is successful because they cannot operate because my tumor sits so near at my artery. So they got to use the chemo to string it. Then they can do the operation. He said that 20% live more than 3 years. So I look at the doctor and say, I know you are not lying to me. You are just telling me the facts. But let me tell you, my life is not according to what you say or the fact. My life belongs to God. I say, you know, so don't worry, doctor. I say, don't worry. My life belongs to God. Nobody can take my life, can give me extra 1 minute or take away. Because my life is in the hands of God. And so every time after chemo, I talk to him. At the end, the fifth time, then he admitted that I'm also a Christian. Praise the Lord. Praise God, you know. And so by October, I need to go for my operation. Oh, by that time, the first time, so I need to preach. That Sunday, I need to preach in Paya Lebar Methodist Church on their, it was Pentecost Sunday. I thought of picking up the phone and tell the pastor. But the Holy Spirit just stopped me. And so I wonder, why? So I be still before God. I say, God, why? I need to inform the pastor. I say, unless if you want me to preach, then there shouldn't have any side effect. And so Saturday, I went for my first chemo. Monday finished. True enough, the pastor, senior pastor from Paya Lebar called me. He said, Pastor Don, I heard that you're not well. Don't worry, I'll take over. I say, I explained to him what happened. He said, let's give each other to Thursday. If there's no side effect, I want you to come and share. True enough, there's no side effect. I went there to share, and then a short video went viral, you know, the testimony. And so from that day onwards, I continued to share the word of God. Every time chemo finished only, I think next Sunday, what am I going to preach? And I tell you, my brothers, if you are connected to God, just simply reading the word of God, remind yourself the word of God. The word of God has supernatural power to rejuvenate you. Just like that. Talking to God. And I got the strength. I continue to preach. But the third chemo, I don't even dare to touch my hair. When I touch, my hair drop. Then I have a wedding to conduct. And this is a very special wedding because I married the mom and the dad because one, they are divorcee. And then I married the elder daughter, the elder son. And this one, the last one. And so I say, God, another 10 days, I'm going to go and conduct this wedding. Not good, you know. Celebration, I go bald-headed. So I say, God, please. But to be very frank with you, it's quite a vain for myself also. Like, it's a vain prayer. You know? I also don't want to lose hair. Like. I say, God, please, God, you know. But I used that as an excuse. I said, God, please. The next day, my hair stopped dropping till today. Praise the Lord. God is amazing. And so, last October, I went for my operation. You're wild, right? I wake up also, wow, what happened to me? 10 hours. But it lasted 15 hours. It's supposed to be 10 hours. And every time I wake up, it's so painful. Everywhere is still. I was 17 days ICU and high dependency ward. I don't know how I passed my time. Past those days, wake up only painful. I look to God, God, you got to help me. I close my eyes in evening time. Evening, I open up my eyes. I close my eyes morning. And I believe your pastor protects me. And I believe that, you know, the pastoral staff, they've been praying for me. And many people have been praying for me. I believe it is, you know, I passed through the 17 days because of the prayer of the saints. And the peace of God that has seen me through. Hallelujah. I was 80 kg, you know, before the operation and dropped to 55. You just imagine. Maybe 50 over pounds. And then after that, I was admitted again. But in Philippians, and then I continued to preach. The amazing thing is that I was in Podesta Bedok Church. Same, you know, Saturday one service, Sunday two service. The third service, they got the second floor. Before I finished my altar call, people just walked down and start crying. Just now, the first service, there are people. Yesterday, there are people who were just crying. They text your pastor text me and say that, you know, when we were in the midst of hearing the message, you know, I just can't stop and I just cry and cry. And the pastor told me that we have not experienced this Holy Spirit movement for a while. He said, thank you so much, Pastor. My brothers and sisters, if you are able to see the glory of God, it outweighs this sick body. It outweighs this sick body. This body is nothing compared to the glory of God. And from that day onwards, I continue to preach the word of God and begin to experience all this. As you say that thou here say, do not be in Philippians. This one, every one of you all have to hear. When I was diagnosed with this sickness, I began to understand that life is not about how long you live or living a better life. Life is about how well we live for the purpose and the will of God. Sometimes we have a wrong mindset that we are born onto this earth to build and to stay. It's never to build to stay. It's to build to prepare for eternity. And so when we get the right perspective, then we are able to live life, you know, according to what God wants us to do and live a purposeful life. On that day, when I go for my operation, my staff, they all came to pray for me on the night. October 10 was the operation. You just imagine. Now, I and my wife, we overslept, you know. 7 a.m., we're supposed to be in hospital, but we overslept because we are such a peace of God. If you don't have the peace of God, right, don't talk about overslept. You can't even sleep, I tell you. Right? And so Philippians say that, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That's how I passed my 17 days, the peace of God that transcends all understanding. Thessalonians, you say that may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you true and true. Your whole spirit, soul, body will be kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, there are times that we are also stressful. Sometimes people go for event, keep themselves, you know, isolated. They thought that they can have peace. Some go for massage, you know, and they thought they can have peace. Pay $300 and after the good massage, a good sauna, and then after that, we go back to office. Wow, all the problem come, peace also gone, money also gone, right? So, peace is not an event. Peace is a person. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. It is very important that we walk in the Word of God and put on the full armor of God. Ephesians chapter 1, Paul prayed for the Ephesians. In verse 17, he said, I pray that the glorious Father will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that you may know him better. And continue to say that, so that, you know, the eyes of your heart may be open to understand and to know that the power that is given to you. This power, we are not talking about political power, back power or people power. This is the resurrected power that God is talking about is in your life and my life. That's what makes us extraordinary. Because of the power of God that is within us. And then in chapter 3, he continued to say, he says that I pray that you may be rooted, established in his love, that you may understand the width, the length, the height, the depth of the love of God, so that we can walk in the fullness of the world of the love of God. That, you know, we can do things that beyond what you can imagine. He said, to him that is able to do more than we ask according to the power that is at work in our life. That is in chapter 3. But in chapter 6, verse 10, he said what? Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can withstand against the evil scheme. Put on the full armor. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the buckles of truth, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God. But as the other version put on the sandal, which is what? The gospel of peace. Why not the helmet, the gospel of peace? Breastplate, the gospel of peace. Because sandal, it symbolizes our walk, our way of life. That is so important that the Word of God has to be the lamp to our feet, a light to our path. But you look at the sandals, below the sandals, the Roman soldier, there is spite. Another word he's talking about, trying to tell us that it is more offensive and it is also for defensive. Offensive. I remember 30 years ago when I gave my life to the Lord. Every time when I move one step towards God, the devil will come with all kinds of weapons. The devil will tell me that, you know, a drug addict is always a drug addict. Don't waste your time. You will never change. I tell the devil, you are right. But right now in Christ, I'm a new creation. The devil will always stay there because I'm very weak. Last time when I see drugs, I cannot say no. The devil said that, you know, all the devil needs is to tickle me a little bit with drugs, I will fall. I say, you are right. But right now in Christ, through Christ, I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Amen? You got to spite yourself in the Word of God and move forward, because the devil will come with all kinds of attack. The devil said that, you know, you got no future. I did my N-level in the prison. But by the way, I was a top student in the prison education, okay? So tell the person, don't play with him, you know. But it's not about the paper, because about the deduction of 1 month. Top student, you got, you know, deduction of 1 month. And so I had to spite myself. When the devil said there's no future for me, 33 years old, no skill, no education, no paper. I said, you are right. But in God right now, God said that I have a great plan for you, a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, a plan that will give you a hope and a future. You got to spy and stand firm in the word of God, because the word of God, everything may change. Heaven and earth may fade away, but the word of God is solid rock that will never change. But the word of God is able to change, has the power to transform. How about defensive? Right now with this situation, my staff, they'll come and see me. I don't have many answers. There's a still question in my mind. But every time, any crisis, I will tell my staff, we got to seek God to hear from the Lord. With this situation, I say, God, what is happening? After the operation, I admitted again, it get worse. The last time I was unconscious. 6 times after the operation, I was readmitted to hospital. I had to defend, spike myself into the word of God and hold tight, because God only said one word to me, Don, I will take care of you. Sometimes I question, I say, God, is this the way to take care of me? From bad to worse. But my brothers and sisters, for 30 years, God had never feared me. Amen. Many times he's not early, but he's never too late. And I got to tell myself, my God is a faithful God. My God will not leave me. When he says so, it will happen. You got to stand firm, defensive, and move forward. And I thank God that I can see that the whole ministry is moving. And so here, because of time, I'm going to just let us know that word is not just for communication, it's also for creation. And God said, let there be light, there is light. Colossians said, let the peace of God rule your heart and your mind. Let the peace of God have the final say in whatever you do. You know, it's easy to choose the good thing and the bad thing. You don't need to go and ask your pastor. Pastor, you meet anyone and say, Pastor, how to choose this one good, this one bad. They know what to do. But sometimes it comes to the good thing and the right thing is harder to do. Because good also can, right also can, and then we begin to rationalize whether we can do, it benefit me, what type of commitment. But my brothers and sisters, there come a time. It's not even about the good thing and the right thing. It's about the God thing. It's about the God thing. And I'll skip with this because of time. We have been doing helping the elderly. And I just show you some of the picture. And this is the condition. And we go in. We change the whole thing. We new furniture. Refurbish their home. And right now it's a national level. We did 364 units right now. People will say that, Pastor Don, at that time when we started, you said that you got to take care of yourself before you go and take care of others. But the philosophy of God is you take care of others, God will take care of you. You take care of the house of God, God will take care of your house. And so is the God thing or the right thing to do? And lastly, this unlabeled run. We started as a charity run And the organizer came to my office and wanted to, they said they can't do for us because at that time we only had 700 runners. And so either we stop our losses at 60,000 that we pay deposit to the vendor, or we continue to take risk for another 140,000 to invest in the whole event. And to cut the story short, we went back to pray, and then we had the peace. God started something. And God changed the whole charity run into unlabored run. Let's watch a video and we will close. Okay? Come.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. We gon' walk it out and move on days. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up and I do it a thousand times again. I do it a thousand times again.
Each of us are unique. Each of us is different. I really salute Pastor Don, New Caris Mission. 16 years, helped over 3,000 ex-offenders. And now beyond that, looking at everybody. All of us live with some kind of label. We tear that off and we all make an effort. And the world is a better place.
Amen, amen. Let's give all the glory to God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it comes to the right thing and the God thing. You know, even as a pastor, I don't have the answer to whatever happened to me. My staff, they all came and you know, they prayed over me and with tears in their eyes. I tell them, I may not know what is happening, but one thing I do know is that I need to stay faithful to God because He is a faithful God. And if this is going to be my last lap, it shouldn't stop me or slow me down just because of this sickness. I should be running more effective for God, faster for God. My brothers and sisters, there's two Christian painters that they asked them to draw a painting that symbolizes the peace of God. And so the first painter came out and draw something beautiful. The sky was blue, birds were flying, waterfall, plant with various color. He said, this is peace. Another painter came out and he painted the dark, the sky was dark, tree was uprooted, there's no life, no more birds singing around, no more colors, those plants, the colorful plants are all gone. He said, this is peace. People can't understand what you mean this is peace. But if you look carefully, there was a man that lifted his hand. My brothers and sisters, in the midst of darkness, in the midst of worst situation, in the midst where you walk to the valley of the shadow of death, if you still have a word that praise God, if you still have a song in your heart to sing to God, that is real peace. That shalom peace that God has given to you and me. Let's stand on our feet and worship God. Yeah, one more time. Let's give all the glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
You've just listened to a production of Cornerstone Community Church. Please note that all unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or sale of the recording is prohibited. For permission to reproduce or distribute the sermon, please write into mail@cscc.org.sg. We hope that you have been blessed.